Kalim chapter 10, Mishnah Atlas. Lefasin zu besoich zu. So if you've got saucepans made of earthenware, says the Kati, one inside the other, the sif sosein shavos, and their rims are level. So the height of the rims of all these saucepans are the same height. Hasheretz by El Yoyne, if you've got a sheretz in the upper one, right, which means like the inner one, or betachtoina, or in the outer one, he tamei, the one that it's in is tamei, the kulan toras, but all the others are pure, and they're pure because they're protected. If the sheretz is inside the one, inside is considered protected. Like that one that it's in, it's like contains the sheretz, and it doesn't spread through to the others. It can't spread through because it's a container. It's a proper container, and it contains like the tumah within itself. Hayubakonis mashke, if it's got a hole in it that lets liquid through. So now this is an interesting case because the Kati explains that this is talking about a case where it's a utensil that was designated for food and liquid. And you remember that there was a machlokas. What does the size of a hole have to be if it's designated for food and for liquid? Do you go after the liquid, which is just a hole to let liquid through, or do you go after the hole for the size of food, which is an olive? So we go strictly. We go that if it lets liquid through, then that would be enough to invalidate it, right? So over here he's saying this is a container that's for food and for liquid, and because of the machlokas with the hole, we take it strict both ways in this case over here. You'll see now. Hasheretz by El Yon, if the sheretz is in the upper one, kulan tameos, then we look at them as if they all tamei. Why? Because we look at that hole, that the hole is big enough to allow liquid through, but not big enough to allow an olive through. If it was big enough to allow an olive through, then it's not a container anymore. It's not a container anymore, and it can't become tamei. But because it's big enough to let liquid through and not an olive, so we look at it as it's still a container, but it nevertheless allows tumah to pass through it. So we take it strict both ways. We say it allows the tumah to go through it, but it's still considered a valid container, and therefore they all tamer. See that? We're giving it all the stringencies we can in this case over here. But tachtoina, if the sheretz was in the bottom one, so he tamer, that bottom one would be considered tamer. That's a valid container, and it's considered tamer. V'chulan tohoros. But now we wouldn't say that the tumah spreads back up through the containers back into the middle one. That we wouldn't say. So there we would go lenient. Hasheretz ba'elyona v'tachtoina odefis. If the sheretz is in the upper one and the lower one has a higher rim, so then he v'tachtoina tmeya. So the upper one would be tamei, but now the lower one would also be tamei because it's got a higher rim. We now say that the sheretz is also inside the container space of the lower one. And a similar case, exactly the same case, if any of the intermediate ones had dampness on them, tamei, they would also become impure now, because the dampness would become impure from the sheretz, because it's in the container, and then the dampness would transmit tumah to that saucepan.